You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, I am your host, Alistair Justin Black, and welcome to Theatre in the Black. Theatre in the Black, in cahoots with the Afro Existential Podcast, welcomes your apprehensive listening as we present part one of the audio podcast play Deadweight, A Journey in Afro-Existentialism. It is a black comedy about an all-American family trying to move up in the world, and it was written especially for Theatre in the Black by Blaine Teemer. It is brought to you in part by new and improved Afro-Existential Sheen Shampoo and Deep Conditioner. Get it today. Your roots will thank you. And that's no lie.
Every day I struggle with Karen. I don't want to have to struggle with my hair.
Get new and improved Afro-Existential Sheen Shampoo and Reconditioner.
Ow.
It goes deep into your roots and uncovers the natural beauty that's been there all the time.
Yay.
Every day I live the struggle. I don't want to have to struggle with my hair.
And for added protection on those Karen days, there's Afro-Existential Sheen Super Holding Hairspray.
Ow.
A protein-based hairspray that holds your hair back, but won't hold you back.
I don't even have to take my earrings off. I hate to think where I'd be without it.
Afro-Existential Sheen Shampoo, Reconditioner, and Relaxer. Get it today. Your roots will thank you. And that's no lie.
Ow.
There will always be certain people who engage in self-deception to evade responsibility for their own actions. Actually, it's quite the pandemic today. People will go to any length to avoid the truth of their own reality. French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre called this mauvaise foi, or bad faith. In other words, people just be frontin'. Now, a perfect example can be found in the small Los Angeles apartment of the Mulligan family. As our story opens, you will find Brady, the father, in front of the TV, as his wife Georgina is aimlessly trying to have a conversation with him as she bakes cakes for her church's fundraiser. Oh, and one thing you should note about Georgina Mulligan is that she is a woman that likes to finish what she starts.
Brady, sweetheart, did I tell you what my two trivial prayers were today? Well, I prayed that you'd have a change of heart about Ollie's day. And look, you really did. Oh, my other trivial prayer was, wait.
And once again, the $300 million Powerball numbers are 3, 6, 21, 60, 68.
Sweetie, did you check your tickets to see if you finally won? I guess if you did, you wouldn't be sitting over there, huh? Where will we go? It'd be so nice to get out of here and see the world again. Oh, barely remember the last time we left this place. Helen posted pictures on Facebook, too many if you ask me, of their trip to Monaco. I don't need to see her old, ugly dancer's feet overlooking an otherwise perfectly beautiful beach. Oh, well, anyway, I read where most people end up blowing all their lottery winnings and end up right back where they started. Oh, your show is on.
Who the hell did I marry this time? Victoria was everything that Donald long wanted in a Ukrainian mail order bride. But he soon discovered this Victoria's very shocking secret.
A penis! Victoria used to be Victor. Poor Donald. Didn't see it coming. This icing is delicious. Brady, I know you're over there thinking, is she really over there decorating a cake? You know how I am. I always have to finish what I start. Oh, your show is on.
It's Who's That Baby's Daddy Day on the Alex Winter Show. It's Alex Winter.
Who's That Baby's Daddy?
Hello, everyone! On today's show, we are looking at sibling rivalry! Welcome, Colt. Colt says his fiancé, Brittany, cheated on him with her stepfather, Gunner. Now, he doesn't know if little Magnum is his baby. But wait! That's not all. Brittany's stepfather just happens to be Colt's twin brother, Gunner. Let's meet Colt's fiancé. Please give a warm welcome to Brittany.
Who's that baby's daddy? Who's that baby's daddy?
Y'all don't know me. Y'all do not even know me. Yeah, right.
Huh. Y'all, be quiet.
It's a damn lie, Alex. He was spreading fake news. It's fake news. He knows he's that baby's daddy. Alex. Alex. Alex.
Yes, Brittany, I'm right here. Please, let her speak. Go ahead.
Alex, he's spreading fake news, and he needs to build a huge wall around his lies so he can keep his lies away from my border because they are foreign to me and my baby, okay?
My baby don't look nothing like me. Look at his ears. Look at his nose. He look like my brother Gunner.
Your twin brother Gunner? Don't twins tend to look alike?
Don't he sound stupid, Alex? Y'all, ain't he stupid? Him and his brother, they twins.
Colt, why do you think he would sleep with his stepdaughter, your fiancé, and his future sister-in-law?
Even as kids, he was always jealous of me, Alex. Always.
If little baby Magnum is your son or nephew, I hope you two can work it out. Because either way, you are family. Here are the results.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil, Alex. That's all I know.
Here we go. When it comes to 3-month-old baby Magnum, I guess you are shooting blanks, Colt, because you are not that baby's father.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! I am so sorry! Oh, God!
Don't call on God now. He has blocked your number. I swear, Brady, I don't know how you watch this horrible show. I mean, when did other people's misery become entertainment?
Oliver, did you find it?
Ma, you becoming like those women on that hoarder show. What's it called?
What? Hoarders? If it's not there, then it's up here in this old trunk. Here, let me look through that. Brady, I guess I just didn't want Oliver to leave. He belongs here with us. But Brady, maybe something good can come of it. Now he can stay, right? Don't you think that would be okay now? I mean, considering. Ooh, did I tell you what my second trivial prayer was? I prayed that we could take a little staycation, maybe the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. I mean, we would wait till everything is sorted out with you, of course, but I really think it would be so good for us. We need to get out of here, don't you think? Brady, oh, look at what I found in this old trunk. Oh, look at this picture. It's my first music video. Remember? How did that beautiful young girl end up stuck here? Oh, now. Look at this, Brady. Our wedding album. This is how she ended up here. Look at me.
So pretty in that white veil and straight jacket. Aw, look at this. Oliver's christening gown. Wasn't he sweet?
I found it.
What's that white stuff on your face? Oliver Mulligan, have you been sneaking into my cake batter?
Huh? What? Yes, I must have gotten some flour on me. Who were you talking to?
Huh? Oh, I was just saying to your father that maybe we can take a family staycation.
The three of us?
Huh? How the hell would all three of us go? Oh, Oliver, I know your daddy's... I know he's dead.
Thank God. Not that he's dead. I mean, good that you know he's dead and not talking to him like he's not dead. Seriously, Ma, I couldn't handle Daddy dying tonight and you going 5150 all in the same night.
You just don't stop talking to someone after 26 years of marriage. You know, I begged him not to kick you out. Not that he listened to me when he was alive.
It all happened
so... No one listens to me.
So fast, didn't it?
You really did. I mean...
One minute he was alive and the next minute he was...
Dead. Just like that.
We argue all the time, and it never... I mean, do you think that's what killed him? You know, our arguing all the
Probably so. No. I mean, it didn't help. I mean, it didn't add any years to his life, is what I'm trying to say.
I get it. It didn't help. I get it.
Whatever you do, honey, don't blame yourself. I mean... If I had been here when he was choking to death, I would have done the Heimlich and saved him. But like you said, it happened so fast. I went across the street to get some eggs for my cake, and I came back and Daddy was dead. You didn't hear him choking?
If I saw or heard Daddy choking, I wouldn't have let Daddy choke.
Oh, I know. It's not your fault. Did you have your earphones on? Sometimes I'll be yelling for you. You can't hear me.
I hear you.
Huh? What was that?
No, I didn't have my earphones on.
Okay. It's not your fault. You hear me now? It's not. He'd get that horrible fried chicken from Church's. You can't tell a thigh from a wing. And he'd eat it like it was his last meal.
And I guess it was, wasn't it? Well, look on the bright side. In his obituary, you can spin it and say he loved to visit various churches and had visited his favorite one the night he passed.
Always talking with food in his mouth. And who wants to see that? Now look what happened. He choked on his chicken. You know, it's one of seven deadly sins.
What, choking on your chicken?
Gluttony. It's a sin. But God knows your daddy had a good heart.
He was so lucky to get a heart transplant from that surfer.
That's not what I meant, Oliver. But wasn't that a waste of money, now that I think about it? I meant he was a good person, despite all the heartache he caused me. No good lying bastard. You know, I need you to help me pick out a nice suit for your father's homecoming.
Anything you want. But can we stick a pin in that for a minute?
Oh, shoot. I need you to take my cakes to church for the...
Seriously? They'd understand if you don't give them a cake this year. I need you to focus.
Focus on what? I always make a cake for the fundraiser.
Okay, I'll get the cakes there. Listen, I found the life insurance policy you asked me to look for. It's all paid up and current, the policy, right?
Oh, give it here. Yes. Remember how your Aunt Kitty used to always make jokes about Uncle Rusty?
Being so old, and she took out all those insurance policies on him? Yeah.
She said she was gonna live it up like the Queen of Sheba when he was dead. Then she cackled like an old hen.
I know, and then she got hit by a truck on the set of Blessed by an Angel. Yes, I know. Listen.
Well, after all that cackling she did, it turned out she didn't keep up the payments.
Are you serious? He got all that money after she died?
Only because she got killed working on the set of Blessed by an Angel. Well, the angel went and blessed your Uncle Rusty, so I always made sure I kept our policies up to date. Where's the coroner? Did you tell them your father was dead?
That's the first requirement for the coroner to come.
Do they take their time if the person is already dead?
All the people they pick up are dead.
I wonder what's taking them so long. I swear they are slower than the second coming of the Lord.
Oh, I haven't called yet.
What? Why not?
You told me to look for the insurance policy.
After you called... I can't depend on you for anything.
Yes, you can't. Ma, listen. Mother, this policy says you get $500,000.
Didn't I tell you not to look at it?
Did you? I guess in the rush to find it,
I started...
In the rush, but you had time to read it.
It also says that I'm a beneficiary and I get $50,000.
Does it now?
It does. It says right here, Mama. See?
Well, I guess now you really are going to leave. Well,
that was the plan all along, right? Daddy was putting me out on the street in the middle of the night like you do trash.
Daddy isn't here anymore, sweetheart. I mean, once the coroner comes, he won't be over there anymore.
I've given it a lot of thought.
A lot of thought? How? Your daddy just died.
Remember when I did the GoFundMe campaign so I could go volunteer for Habitat for Humanity to help those poor people?
I don't remember that at all.
Come on. Yes, you do. Really, how could you forget that?
What I remember is you getting arrested and using the funds for your bail.
My point is, I thought I'd be going down there and teaching the poor people something. But those poor people taught me something so valuable about myself.
What?
I learned I do not want to be poor.
Really?
And not only that.
There's more?
Daddy said I was a horrible person, and he was right.
Oh, I am. Nonsense. God doesn't make mistakes.
Never? I think maybe he does. I think he makes a lot of mistakes. I think he makes a lot of mistakes on purpose.
You're just feeling this way because you were here when he choked to death, and you feel responsible. And now you're thinking about leaving me all alone.
Huh? Wait. Hold. I don't feel responsible for his death. You said he died from choking on his chicken. This might be the catalyst I need to get out of here and try to make something of myself. Otherwise, I feel like I'll be stuck here forever. Maybe it's not too late.
I understand.
You really mean that? Wait, this isn't like reverse psychology, is it? Something you saw on Dr. Phil?
No. I vaguely recall being young once. I was going to be a prima ballerina like your Aunt Helen. But I chose instead to raise you. Go. Go. Be all you can be.
Thank you, Ma.
I'm just glad your daddy didn't die at work. Boy, oh, boy, I'll probably never see you again. You be living in the south of France somewhere with all that money. Oh, where should I send your $50,000 check to?
Why? Wait, what was that?
You didn't say where you were going. Where can I mail it?
Wait, why are you glad he didn't die at work?
I thought you read the policy.
Well, goddamn! If he would have choked on his chicken at work, I'd have gotten $150,000.
Don't use the Lord's name in vain. Your father was always at work. Or that's where he said he was. Who knows where he was, really, or with whom? No good lying bastard.
Oh, snap! You get $1,000,000!
I hope you at least stick around for the funeral. If not, I need to get my lie together now to explain why you're not at your father's funeral. Oh, is the Peace Corps still a thing? Maybe I'll say that you couldn't get back from the Congo in time. Where is the Congo exactly? It's far, right? I don't want to keep you here stuck just on account of this money. Now go! I'll make sure you get it.
Don't be ridiculous. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I mean, what kind of son would I be if I wasn't at my own father's funeral?
What I'm saying is you don't have to stick around. I can mail you the check. Just write down the address, but put it where I can remember to find it. I'm taking those ginkgo supplements for my memory, but at the time, I forget to take them.
Mother, are you trying to get rid of me now or what?
You know better than that. I just want what's best for you. Isn't that all a mother ever wants for her child? Don't think twice about us. Well, me, actually. I really think your father died at home just to spite me. I have half a mind to just put your father in the car and drop him off at that video store is. We'd both be rich. Can you please call the coroner now so he's ready in time for his own funeral?
Mother, what did you just say?
Can you call the coroner before the funeral?
That's funny. No, before that.
Oh, I don't know. But, put your father in the car and drop him off at work and collect that money? Better yet, maybe we could call him an Uber.
Yes, that's that.
Well, what about it?
Yes, what about it, Mother? What about it?
What are you saying?
I'm saying just what you just said.
I didn't say anything. I was just joking, Oliver.
You always said there's a lot of truth in a joke.
Not this time.
This time would be... the time, Mother. I mean, would it be so bad if we moved Daddy from spot A to spot B?
If spot C was jail, yes, it would be so bad. Like going to jail for insurance fraud bad.
You think? Really? That bad? I mean...
I am not going to drag your father's dead body down Olympic Boulevard in the middle of the night, Oliver.
Ma, we are 3 miles from $1 million. That's like 333K a mile. I could definitely do it for that. No problem. And looky, Ma, Waze is saying it'll take 15 minutes to get there.
Where's my phone? I'm calling the coroner right now. Give me my phone, Oliver! We are not that type of people.
I'm that person for a lot less money than this. Trust me.
Well, that's not how we raised you, Oliver Mulligan.
Well, that's how I turned out, Georgina Mulligan. This could give us our old life back, Ma. Isn't that what he would have wanted for us? Or at least for you?
Your father? Brady Mulligan? Don't make me laugh. No, not at all. Good line, fast.
Okay, true, but isn't that even more reason to do it? You get that last laugh, and I'm talking $1 million belly laugh.
Give me my phone, Ollie. It's starting to stink around here, and I swear I don't know if it's your daddy or you.
It's the stink of poverty, and I smell it on all of us.
I should have never told you that you get all that money if he died at work. I should have just mailed you the check.
Why did you? Why did you tell me?
I didn't know where to mail it. Jesus, what was I thinking?
I think you knew. I think you knew exactly what you were doing.
Knew what?
That's why you sent me to look for it. You knew.
How could I know you'd want to move your father's dead body around town?
For God's sake, we're not doing a pub crawl. It's 3 miles down the street.
Greed is another one of the 7 deadly sins, Oliver.
I know. Gluttony, greed, lust, wrath, sloth, envy, pride. Wait, there's one more. What is it? It's poverty, and here in the city of Lost Angels, only the poor are punished for it.
Have you no moral compass?
Since he was kicking me out on the street tonight, my moral GPS may not be working. Especially since I didn't know where the hell I was going to end up after I was thrown out.
I would have never let him throw you out.
My boxes stacked by the door tell a different story.
You are going to get $50,000, Ollie, and you still want
Why
more
are you
still?
Acting so daft? Doesn't everyone want more money, Mother? I know you do. Give me 5 minutes. If you don't want me to do it after that, I'll call the coroner. I swear to God.
The atheist is swearing to God. That's the problem, Oliver. That's your damn problem. You don't believe in anything.
Okay, then I swear on Daddy's grave.
On Daddy's grave? He's not in his grave yet because you won't give me my phone to call the coroner.
Give me 5 minutes, and if we do it, I'll stay for good.
You are wasting your breath.
You always said Daddy dragged us down to this hellhole after he gambled our beautiful house away that your father built.
And you know I have nothing against these poor people down here. It's just that I grew up...
in Hancock Park, and now look at us, living hand to mouth. He put us here with all his...
lies and mendacity! But that's all in the past. Since I got saved and accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I forgave him for gambling away the house my father built.
Did you? Really? I mean, really.
I did. I really did. Thank you very much. Listen, maybe the two of us can pool our insurance money and get a little house in Hancock Park together.
Oh, please, Mother. Maybe a 2-bedroom condo in Hancock Park adjacent, which is Koreatown. That money will be gone in 2 years, tops. Think about it. You're not going to have Daddy's income anymore from the video store to fall back on.
Well, why don't you run it? I mean, you can run it.
You want me to run a video store? What is this, 1998? Plus, you know I'm trying to finish writing my novel, and it's hard to create great work when you have to work.
You don't even like saying that word, do you? Work. You make it sound like a 4-letter word.
I mean, it is a 4-letter word. Mother, none of the great writers had to deal with poverty and try to be brilliant at the same time. I mean, I'm no Fitzgerald, but dare I say I fall somewhere between Danielle Steele and Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton is an author?
Yes!
See what I'm saying? I'm not blaming you, Mother, but...
But what?
Don't you think we've suffered enough for your poor marital choice?
When I met him, he owned 2 video stores. After we were married, with my help, we had opened 10 Blockbusters. 10! He was king of the world, or rather Ramses, and I was his Nefertari. But then came Netflix, and those damn little red envelopes delivered to every door. Like the red plague in Exodus, killing our business. Then just like he did in the Bible, God took away our kingdom, and now my firstborn.
What I'm hearing is that you've been living his dream and he gambled yours away.
That's exactly what happened. You know, I danced the part of...
Yes, the part of Bluebird.
Firebird.
Yes, yes, Firebird. I meant Firebird. All those years with your own potential, bottled like a shaken soda pop.
Like a caged bird.
Caged bird, yes. That's a much better metaphor. A caged firebird. Now you are free to fly away in first class and not in coach. Hey, I bet your sister doesn't even have to fly a coach.
Only coach she knows is the one that hangs from her arm.
Don't you at least deserve to fly business class?
At least. I know it's a horrible thing to say.
Look around. There's nobody here but us three, and he ain't listening.
Ollie, I never envisioned myself being... not rich. I just wasn't prepared for this. I don't identify with not being rich. Does that make sense?
It most certainly does. And neither do I, Mother. You know what we are, Mother? We're trans affluent.
Hmm? Trans what?
You know how you have your transgenders, people whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex, right?
Mm-hmm. If you say so.
I don't say so. That's what they say. They feel like they belong to the opposite of what they are. Isn't that us? Isn't that us, damn it?
No. Not at all.
Yes, it is. Listen, we feel like we belong with affluent people, and we don't identify with being poor, so we are trans affluent.
You just made that nonsense up. Oh, but somebody said they were transracial. You remember that lady?
Yes. Now, that's a thing, transracial. She came out white as cotton, got some cornrows, a spray tan, said she was black and got a Netflix special. So why can't we be trans affluent?
Well, I guess, but what I'm trying to say is that, look, I go to church and I was saved. I took care of our sick mother until the end. I was a devoted wife. I tried to be a good mother. Didn't I try? Don't I deserve something more than nothing?
People don't get what they deserve, Mother.
True. Yes. People don't get what they deserve. God knows that's true. Wait. What do you mean?
You get what you can get away with getting. And that has nothing to do with what you deserve. You think the black people picking cotton deserve to be slaves?
No.
No is right. But guess what?
What?
The cotton sure got picked, didn't it?
But moving your father's dead body, it's just wrong.
Let me tell you something. That cotton got picked, and right and wrong didn't have nothing to say about it. So maybe it's the wrong thing to do at the right time.
You sound like a fortune cookie. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I do know you've done the right thing all your life. Maybe we can do something wrong just once.
Mm.
Well, I do wrong stuff all the time, but you could do it once and get our old lifestyle back. No one's going to give it to us.
You are talking insurance fraud. They'll do an investigation. I mean, just because you are used to jail doesn't mean I am.
I'm familiar with jail. I'm not yet used to it, Mother.
I'm sorry, Oliver. I can't put a price on my freedom.
I can, and I'm looking at the number. It's $150,000. Maybe we could pool our money and buy a really nice place together in Hancock Park. I'm sure one of those old biddies over there is about to kick the bucket. We could get a nice deal.
Together?
Together forever. With this kind of money.
It's all so sudden. And I know it's wrong, but he is dead.
I agree. He is most certainly dead.
What does he care, right?
He literally could not care less.
If I only had a sign from God.
Seriously? You want God to call you on your cell phone and say, Georgina, you got this.
Oh, he works in mysterious ways. Oh, I need to pray. No, better yet.
What are you doing? Mother, please don't get...
My old Ouija board. I need advice from our ancestors on the other side.
You barrel to your phone when your ancestors on this side call you.
I don't always recognize the number.
Does this Ouija board come with the caller ID?
Put your fingertips on. Don't cheat. Okay, now shut up.
Me or the Ouija board?
Hush! Ouija board, are you ready to begin? Give me a sign. Give me a sign. Give me a sign. It's a sign! Oh, my God! Oh, Jesus! I knew!
It's not the father or his son. It's Uncle Todd.
Why in the hell is he calling your father? Let it go to voicemail. Put it back in your father's pocket.
Oh, look at these. God bless him.
What's that?
It's his lotto tickets. I guess today wasn't his lucky day.
Oh, God. Who is this? It's Helen. What does she want?
Are you going to answer it?
Lord. Then you can't get her off the phone. Daddy, I'll have rigor mortis by the time she finishes yipping and yapping. Hey, Helen.
I'm downstairs. Todd just dropped me off. Let me in before I have to mace somebody.
Downstairs? Helen, now is not...
Oh, never mind. Your neighbor is coming out. Hi.
Hello. Have we met? Are you visiting someone? You see, I have to be very careful who I let in.
I understand. Yes, my sister...
What now?
Hello. This is Helen, and it's a great day to be alive.
She's on her way up!
You said you wanted a sign.
Well, it looks like the only sign Oliver will need is a big fat money sign. And will Georgina's ancestors answer her call? Or if they blocked her number? Find out after a brief message from our sponsor.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com.
She's on her way up!
You said you wanted a sign.
But is it a sign to do it or not to do it? What do you think I should do?
Mother, have you heard of the term ask-hole?
Don't talk about your Aunt Helen that way.
Not in... Listen. The gig is up, so we should call the coroner now.
You're right. Okay, let's move him. And when she leaves, I'll decide. But we got to get rid of her quick. Where should we move, Daddy?
The closet.
She may try and hang up her coat, being nosy. No, no, no. Put him in the steamer trunk. She'd never look in there. And I can lock it.
And that is what we refer to as an ask-hole.
He can be rolled out in that. If we don't do it, we can just dump him back out. I mean, lift him back out, not dump. I mean, if you think that would work. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
It sounds like you do know what to do. I'll get his legs. Let's get him in his trunk, okay? Okay, on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Take the stairs. Cut her off before she comes up.
Got it. The stairs. What should I tell her?
You can't think of a lie? Seriously. Tell her I'm sick. Tell her I just entered the witness protection program. I got abducted by a UFO. Just don't let her come up here. Okay. Ooh, what's this? Another ticket. The money you wasted on these stupid lotto tickets. What good they do us.
Herb Garson here. Welcome back to Celebrity Gossip News. So, last week, pop princess Marissa J overdosed at the Roscoe Chicken and Waffles in Los Angeles. By the way, I love their chicken and waffles. We were the first to post the pictures of the pop princess dead on the throne, so to speak. And we have exclusive pictures of her in her casket. We'll have those pictures when we come back from break.
Don't. Horrible. I don't want to see her in the casket. It's Helen. Did not tell him not to let Helen come up here.
Hi. My husband has been blowing up your husband's phone. Where's Brady? Who are you looking down the hall for? He's not coming up.
No, he is. He'll be back.
Who? My Todd? I said he just dropped me off.
No, Ollie. He just went down the stairs to meet you.
Why? I took the stairs up. I didn't see him.
He didn't take... I told him to take the stairs. I didn't want you to climb 13 flights to have to turn back around and leave.
I just got here. I have to catch my breath. Why do I have to turn back around? Girl, this coat closet, you don't believe in letting anything go, do you? Is that your old... Girl, it's none of my business. What does a people do? Oh, it smells so good in here. You baking cakes? By the way, did you get that other coach purse I sent you?
Yes, thank you. It's beautiful. I'm not feeling very, very good. I think I may have caught a bug or something. I was about to go lie down.
Good, you got it. You never mentioned it, so I didn't know if you got it. You know how people steal packages right off your front steps these days. Let me feel your forehead. You don't feel warm. Coach sponsored the gala at the Dorothy Chandler, so I asked for an extra one for you. Oh, there it is. It's not even in stores yet. It's cute, right? You're baking a cake while you're sick? I won't be eating any of that contaminated cake. Remember Mother used to say, birthday cake was the dirtiest cake in the world. People spitting all over it when they blow out the candles. She tickled me.
It's not a birthday cake. And it's not for you. It's for the church fundraiser.
It's on TV.
Herb Gawson here. Welcome back to Celebrity
Gossip
News. So, last week, Pop Princess Marissa J overdosed at the Roscoe Chicken and Waffles in Los Angeles.
Someone she knew snapping pictures of her dead in the casket.
We were the first.
You can't even rest in peace at your own funeral.
They keep showing that picture of her in the casket. It's horrid.
And
I mean, the dress is nice, but that hair is a mess.
No different from when she was alive.
We'll have those pictures when we come back.
You know, Lola knew her from school. She said she was really sweet before the drugs. Gina, now that you mention it, you do look kind of worn out. There is a virus going around. Do you have muscle and joint pain?
Yes, I sure do. I should probably lie down.
Wait, do you have malaise? Headache? Mild fever?
Yes, now that you mention it, I think I do.
Don't lie down! Zika virus! I just heard about it all on NPR. They say whatever you do, don't lie down. Wait, or is that a concussion?
I don't feel that bad, Helen.
That's how the virus starts. I'm going to go in this kitchen and boil you up this detoxification tea I have. I have some for my new shaman. You remember Randy, our old contractor. He put in the infinity tea, and I talked about him so bad because it took forever. Well, he changed his name to Taka Taka Kaboom. He's a certified shaman now. That Randy was an awful contractor, but Taka Taka is a great shaman. He really is. Are these Duncan Hines box cakes? You making box cakes for the church fundraiser? You are a mess! It's the thought that counts, right?
Mind your business.
Let me finish you, Mr. Grumpy, and I will be on my very way. It's supposed to get all the toxins out of you, so you might need a whole damn box. These boxes over there.
What boxes?
Am I hallucinating? You don't see boxes stacked up by the door? Are you finally giving this old stuff to the Goodwill? Thank goodness all this clutter will make you sick.
How about you just worry about your clutter? Oliver is moving out.
What did you just say? Well, it's about time, isn't it? Wait, moving out or getting kicked out? What did he do now?
Nothing. He's writing again.
What, bad checks? Is that what he did again?
No, thank God. He didn't do anything, Helen.
A mother's love. Ain't nothing like it, except glaucoma.
Glaucoma? I'm not blind. He's not a bad person.
No, just a bad thief. That's why he keeps going to jail.
Brady and him got into a terrible fight about whatever it was he did. I was afraid Oliver might physically do him harm.
Really? Oh, honey, Ollie wouldn't hurt a fly. He's too lazy. He'd steal the fly's wings, but only if the fly sat the wings down somewhere and stepped away.
He just doesn't want to work. Brady tells him all the time, you act like you're afraid to get your hands dirty.
He is. Speaking of Brady, where is he?
At the video store. Working late. You know he's
looking through his lotto tickets to see if he won, huh?
You know I don't believe in that foolishness.
Neither do I. I got mine, though. I even bought some for my cleaning lady and my gardener. If they win, they better not quit. If Brady wins, he's gonna buy you a palace. I know how much you hate living on this side of town.
I never said I hate living here.
You say it every chance you get. I say, Gina, wasn't it hot today? Then you'll say, it was worse over here, Helen. That's why I hate living over here.
I guess it's grown on me since then.
Since yesterday? You know this area is gonna flip soon. Mark my words, George Lucas is building a movie studio over here. Or is it a museum? It's a museum. This area is going to flip like a pancake.
That's what they say.
It's true, Gina. Have you noticed how homeless people now have great shoes?
Yes. I saw one bag lady wearing a pair of what I am pretty sure were a pair of Louboutins. Red bottoms.
They're not homeless. They're the hipsters taking over this area. They all like to look homeless. Don't ask me why. I was at an art opening over this way. Tall man walked in with long blonde hair, looking like Jesus on his 39th day in the desert. I said he's either homeless, coming off the street for free wine, or a Calvin Klein model coming off the runway.
Which was he?
They said he was some famous model, and he bought a purple smudge on a white canvas for $10,000. It looked like the artist accidentally dropped grape jelly on a tablecloth, and his art dealer said, waste not, what not. Put a price tag on it. I'm telling you, now is the time to buy over here.
Unfortunately, I'm not rich like you.
Oh, shut up. We are both rich. We just circulate our money in different ways.
Oh, that's what you always say.
It's true. Hey, we could buy a duplex together. We'd be investors. I could put the 20% down and one tenant could cover the mortgage. You could live there free and just manage the property. Wouldn't that be great?
I always wanted to be a slumlord.
You'd rather just rent from one. Okay. Anyway, moving on. My husband was trying to call your husband.
Why?
He's excited about his new car.
Well, he's not here.
I can see he's not here, Georgina. Why are you so snippy? I'm trying to be nice.
I'm sorry, but I told you I wasn't feeling well, didn't I?
Okay. Okay, you don't have to tell me twice. I can take a hint. I just had an ask for Lola's wedding.
I told her I would do it.
Do what?
Make her a wedding cake.
You're gonna make her a box cake?
Say box cake one more time and I will.
I'm just kidding. First of all, she didn't ask you to do it. You offered. Now, you won't return her calls or texts.
I've just been so busy.
Doing what?
Minding my business.
Which is what?
None of yours.
Well, ain't you in a mood today? You asked me why you don't have any likes on Facebook. This is why.
I never asked you that. Tell her I'll do it.
Mm-mm-mm. That ship has sailed and you ain't on it.
The wedding is months away. The ship shouldn't even be at the dock yet.
The ship was at the dock. Folks got on, they cracked the champagne on the side of it, and it has sailed on. You know that reality show is doing her entire wedding, and they don't have time to waste. Did I tell you a reality show is doing her entire wedding? The entire thing from soup to nuts?
Yes, yes. I think you've mentioned it a million times.
No, I haven't. Have I? Well, they are. It's not like I'm lying. The truth ain't no rumor. The producers selected some famous celebrity chefs to make their cake. Can you believe we are living in a time where you can be famous for being a cook for somebody halfway famous? Lola said she was trying to get you in the running, but apparently Miss Duncan Hines can't return calls to her only niece. She's too busy minding her own business.
I didn't know that was what she was calling for.
You need context to return my child's call? Anyway, since the network is paying for the whole wedding, it's up to them. It's saving us a fortune. So it would be Sara Lee as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, the exposure would have been great for my cake business.
If you're not returning calls, is it a business or a hobby? Oh, why do they keep showing poor Marissa dead in that casket? They must have paid a lot of money for that photo. And clearly they are trying to make every cent back.
I think one of her relatives took that picture and sold it.
No. Really? How do you know? Is that what they said? Which one?
I'm sure. That family was always sketchy, especially that mother.
My heart goes out to them. It's horrible all the way around.
I know. Overdosing at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, of all places. I mean, really. And the one on Pico? Can it get any worse? At least go to the one in Pasadena to have an overdose.
Poor thing. I just hope she got to eat first. You know, Lola said Oliver and her were an item in high school.
They were prom king and queen.
That's right. I forgot about that. Gosh, time flies.
And stand still at the same time.
Oh, you are starting to look bad, Gina. Really beat down and worn out. Go to your doctor tomorrow and get checked out for Zika.
Say Zika virus one more time, Helen, and I swear.
Okay, not another word.
I didn't see her downstairs.
Speak of the devil and hell walks in. Give your favorite aunt a hug.
You must have forgotten your Aunt Helen's agoraphobia. That's why I specifically told you to take the stairs.
All that money you spend on psychoanalysis and you still afraid of elevators?
I'm not afraid of them. I just don't want to die in one. Speaking of dying, Marissa.
People have to learn how to just say no.
And people also need to wipe the cocaine from under their nose. No, I'm talking about the photo of her dead in the casket.
It would be worse if she wasn't dead in the casket.
Stop being silly. You two were loved at Westlake Academy.
Everyone loved and adored me back then. Then we went broke and no one loved me anymore, including the deceased.
It's true what they say. Peacock today, feather duster tomorrow. Your mother says that you're moving out?
Thrown out would be more accurate.
Really? I guess that's how baby birds learn to fly, though. Even at 30-something. Just gotta flap those wings and...
Didn't you say you knew how to take a hint?
Oh, can you imagine if we met most of what we said? Don't worry. Todd will be here shortly to scoop me back up.
Where is Uncle Toddy? Is he coming up here?
He's driving around the block. He's got that new Tesla.
Wow. How much did that set him back?
That's so tacky to ask that. Georgina, you didn't teach your child better manners than that. You don't ask someone how much something cost. It was $134,000. Isn't that ridiculous for a car? Do you know what I can do with $134,000? I could buy me a Tesla.
Is he coming up?
He was afraid to park in this neighborhood. He said it looks like The Walking Dead around here, so he's driving around.
The Walking what?
It's a TV show about the entertainment business in Los Angeles. Mother, he's afraid of the crackheads in the park.
Isn't that silly? I mean, what's a crackhead gonna do with a Tesla? I mean, where would they plug it in?
You didn't come just to see your favorite nephew?
The last time I came to see you, you were away at college, as your mother likes to call it. I even gave your mother some money to put on your books. I mean, for your books.
She never mentioned that.
Didn't I? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I had other things on my mind, like getting you out of jail.
As you could imagine, I was deep in my studies.
Well, that is what college is all about, right? Learn the lessons that you didn't learn in school.
Helen, what exactly do you want? We are kind of in the middle of something.
I can see. Ollie, your mother has been trying to kick me out since I got here. I don't know why. Listen, I have very exciting news. Oh my gosh, is that the old steamer trunk?
Yes, sit on the couch with me.
Don't sit on it.
Why?
We use it as a coffee table now. We put our plates on it. Oh. We use it as a coffee table now.
Oh. I'll sit by you, nephew, at least until we can get your mother checked out for that Zika. Did your mother ever tell you how she locked me in that trunk when we were little girls?
It was an accident. And didn't I say I was sorry?
After mother beat you with that ping pong paddle.
I don't remember.
I'll never forget it. You and I are going to be on TV.
What? How? Why? When?
What about me?
We're not doing America's Most Wanted.
You got jokes.
Forgive me.
It was cops.
Oh, forgive me. Cops.
I do not see why you two think that's so funny. Let her finish, please.
The producers of the wedding show did a pre-interview with me.
Well, why did they interview you?
I'm the mother of the damn bride, Georgina. Why wouldn't they interview me?
I still can't believe Lola found a sucker to marry her. That nose job was a good investment.
It really paid for itself. And the show is paying for everything else. It saved us about $100,000.
That's a down payment on a house.
Your mother's wedding was about that much. All that money for one day. I bet a lot of people wish they had that money now, huh? Anyway, I told the producers about our great-grandma's diamond and pearl wedding necklace and how it's been passed down to the women in our family.
To wear on their
wedding day. Your mother was the last to wear it, so I figured we could give it to her on TV together. The producers ate it up like
wedding cake.
Yes, like wedding cake. It would mean so much to Lola, especially since she thinks we hate each other.
Well, why would she think that?
She's an only child, so she doesn't know how sisters can hate each other and love each other at the same time.
I don't hate you, Helen.
Oh, I was just kidding. Who cares about what stupid Lola thinks? Why are you crying? You're gonna make me cry.
Because of the necklace.
Isn't it a great idea? Where is it?
I don't have it anymore. I had to pawn it.
Stop being silly. You'd never pawn that. Oh, my God. You're not joking.
Oliver, take the tea kettle off, please. I needed the money to post bail for Oliver.
Which time?
The first time. I couldn't let you sit in jail and be molested or God knows what.
Why not? I mean, of course not.
The necklace was just sitting there, not being used.
You couldn't ask me for the money?
I had just borrowed all that money from you to try to save our old house. I couldn't ask for another loan.
A loan is something you have to pay back. I never asked for that money back.
My intention was to pay you back, Helen, and I couldn't take another handout from you.
Now it's a handout? Was it a loan or a handout?
Do you think it's easy having to ask you for money?
You make it look easy.
It isn't. That's why I did it.
Gina, Los Angeles is in the middle of a drought and you are wasting water with those crocodile tears.
What's that supposed to mean?
Forget it. I release it and let it go.
Well, in a way, it was your idea to sell it. I mean, you gave me the idea. You said there was nothing wrong with selling things if I needed extra money.
I meant like Avon or Amway or this old oversized furniture, not a family heirloom.
And you said yourself that you never thought that Lola would get married.
It wasn't legal back then. And plus, I stopped saying that after she had that gastric bypass surgery 5 years ago.
I was going to go back and get the necklace out, and by the time I went back, it was gone.
Gone? Mm-hmm. Gone? Did you know your mother was doing this?
No, I didn't even know there was a necklace.
I think I did what any mother would do for her child.
Enable them? It didn't occur to you to tell me you were going to pawn it and give me a chance to buy it first?
It's always about you, isn't it? The line always starts behind Helen the Great.
Please explain how you pawning a family heirloom to get your son out of jail is about me.
Even when we were kids, it was always about you. I guess I'm just not as quick on my feet or as smart as you always were.
Even when we were kids. So are we back to the Stone Age?
I feel horrible.
Don't blame yourself.
Why the hell not? Sometimes people should blame themselves. No. Shame to my game, there should be shame to people's game. You should both blame yourselves and feel horrible. You for always getting into trouble and you for always bailing him out of it. No. You, Georgina, for not telling me you were gonna pawn something that wasn't yours to sell.
I am sorry if I love my child more than I love a trinket.
If it was just a trinket, why didn't you see if I wanted it?
Maybe I didn't want you to have it. I mean,
that's the sister I know. You know, Daddy thought you were dumb, but Mother knew how vindictive you were.
That's why Mother used to take me out of school for our secret spy days, because she thought I was so vindictive. She made me promise not to mention it to you, and until now, I never did, because I never wanted to make you feel bad.
You big dummy!
What's so funny? It's true. She did.
Oliver, your mother didn't want to make me feel bad until now. Georgina, she did that for the both of us.
Both of us? I guess I'm just a horrible person.
You guessed right then.
But I always thought I was doing the right thing. You've always blamed me for losing our parents' house.
Since you keep bringing it up to this day, I'm not quite sure how you lose a house that's paid for when you inherited it, or how a new will popped up that left you everything, but...
But it did, Helen!
It did, didn't it? But you couldn't hold on to it or a goddamn necklace! I just don't quite understand it!
What's to understand? You were off traveling the world, focusing on your dance career, and I stayed back to take care of our parents.
I'm so tired of that story, Gina.
She's tired. You don't know what tired is. Try taking care of a sick parent. I hope you never have that problem, Oliver.
So this is what's true. You didn't make it into the touring company because you got knocked up. I did, and you always resented me for it. But I wasn't on vacation. I was working. I've been paying my own way since I was 18.
That's your truth, but it's not mine.
I said it before, and I will say it again. The truth ain't no rumor. Just because you ignore or choose to be ignorant of a fact doesn't make it false. Here's another fact. Our parents were fine when I left, played tennis 3 times a week, so I'm not sure who you felt like you had to take care of since you were knocked up, unemployed, and didn't have 2 nickels to rub together.
Lies!
Let's pull out his birth certificate and compare it to your wedding certificates. Dates don't lie. What's that ringing? Is there a phone inside the steamer trunk?
It's my old cell phone. I have all my stuff packed in there for the move. I must have forgot to turn it off.
Oh, listen. I didn't come here to argue with you.
Really? You could have fooled me.
I just thought we could do something nice as sisters for Lola's wedding.
At least for TV.
Exactly. At least on TV. I thought the necklace would be a nice thing to do. You know, something old. The house is old. Oliver, you're a genius.
I am?
Yes. Well, no, not really. But you said the money we would have spent on the wedding is a down payment on a house. I have an even better idea for a wedding gift. You are going to die.
What?
You know that rapper Count Basie that bought our old house?
No, it's Count the Bass G. I love the gospel remix of his song. Your lips say no, but your other lips be screaming. Yes.
That vulgar man. He's stuck 400 statues of Venus de Milo all over the lawn, up the driveway, on the roof. That beautiful house looks crazy now. It looks like a bordello, and I heard it looked just as gaudy inside. My old friends in Hancock still don't talk to me because of that man bought that house like it was my fault.
Is that why you think they don't talk to you?
What about the house?
He declared bankruptcy.
Imagine that.
The house is going on the market. We're not using the wedding savings. I'll put an offer in on the house. Remove those statues, strip it back to the original house, give them the keys for a wedding gift on the show. That would be the something old, the house. Isn't that a great idea?
I mean, it needs so much work. If it's that crazy on the outside, what would it look like on the inside?
I know, but we know the bones are good, and the location is great. We have the extra money since we're not using it for the wedding.
I'm just saying, I imagine it needs so much work, and who knows if they even want to live there.
It needs work. I'm not afraid of work. Besides, it's not like either of you plan on picking up a hammer and nail and getting your hands dirty. I mean, you're welcome to do so.
You know, I'll do whatever I can. I love that house more than anything.
Now it'll be back in the family and we can have family gatherings there like we used to before. Won't that be great?
Yes, sure. Great. Of course.
That was not convincing at all. Brady will think it's a good idea. Does he normally work this late? Do you think he's trapped in the trunk?
What? What did you say?
I said, do you think he's trapped at work? What's wrong with you two? You're both acting extra strange.
Nothing. It's a great idea. The house. Right, Ma?
Right. I can't think of anything greater than that house being back in our family. God is good.
All the time, sis. Can I borrow that old picture of Mom and Dad on the TV? I can have it scanned and put the picture in a locket for her. Or don't you want me to have that either?
I swear you can be so hateful, Helen.
Hey, sweetie, I'll be right down. She said he's at work. I know. He'll see it when he sees it. Hey, I have a great idea about what to do with Lola's wedding money. Get your checkbook handy. It's not a bad connection. Sit tight. Shut up. No one is going to carjack you. I'll be right down.
Here's a picture of Mommy and Daddy. The glass frame is Waterford. It's crystal.
Do you want to keep the frame, too?
Huh? Oh, no. Daddy gave it to Mommy for their 15th anniversary. It's Waterford. Crystal. 15 years is real. Crystal. You know what? Keep it. She should have it, long as it stays in the family, right? Give it to Lola as our wedding present.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. I'm sure she'll love it. I'll let you two get back to whatever you were up to. Good luck, Oliver.
With what?
Moving.
Moving what? I'm not moving anything.
That's what I thought. You ain't never leaving.
Helen, give your husband a hug for me.
I will. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to see Brady. When you see him, give him my love.
You sold that necklace? A family heirloom because of me?
Huh? Oh, that?
Aunt Helen was right.
She always thinks she's right. But I know one thing she's not going to be right about. If anyone is going to buy that house, it's going to be me and you.
Well, why not? After all, it worked for Norman Bates and his mother. Join us again for part two of Dead Weight, A Journey in Afro-Existentialism.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No,
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.